Bodybuilding. So you got yourself an interval timer. The idea of sets and reps is a myth, one that leads to near instant plateau. It may just be that it is the slowest, or at least least effective, way to build muscle. The fastest way to do it is to eat meat and use your power of endurance. Endurance is tough beans, as it requires that you are always gently pushing yourself forward. Pushing yourself means discomfort, and discomfort is distraction. If you are distracted during your workout, you will ruin it. It won't work out. You won't lift hard enough. Even checking your watch, if you can lift some more or should start resting, is very bad. A focused workout feels like a 20-minute dinky-rinky-dink, and then you mosey on home. A distracted workout feels like 28 days of hard labor. And the son of a gun here is that if you never had a fun, distraction-free workout, you won't even know that such a thing exists. Above all, a workout must be simple. Jogging is a beautiful example. You just use your feet, no mess here. And as a bodybuilder, the equivalent of jogging is just lifting dumbbells. Keep it simple. Do not distract yourself. You have to work out for 2 to 4 hours, 5 to 7 days a week. Your workout better flow, or it will all feel awful and like a chore. Dumbbells in your hands means that you are free to move your entire body. A magnificent bonus that you must absolutely take advantage of. You may jog right there inside the gym with dumbbells in hand. Or twist and turn and jump. Or, you know, just dance. This way and that way and some other way. Just dance. With a nice, simple, full-body workout, you start stacking your tools to make things even easier. Above all, music, and slow enough so that you can hit every beat. Synchronizing with the beat of a song will put you in a dance trance, which means your long workout will just feel like a 15-minute da-do-da day. Will just feel like a 15-minute thing. But you must pick songs that are compatible with your motion. If you are just starting out, I highly recommend giving Kenji Kawai's Ghost in the Shell a try. It has very slow drums, and it is very beautiful. Eventually, you have to speed up your music. So search the internet for tap BPM, as in beats per minute, to tap out how many BPMs your songs have. For example, Mr. Kawai's song has 25 beats per minute or so. And then arrange your playlists to become faster and faster, approaching 170 beats per minute. Which translates to 85 lifts per minute, as it is usually one beat up and one beat down. And finally, we get to the interval timer. Because your focus on the beats of the drum may not be interrupted until you can rest, you may not look at your watch or the wall clock. That is why the interval timer has a vibrate function. This tells you when to start lifting and when to finally stop. For those of you thinking that a smartphone could do it, nah, It won't work. The vibration will always be too faint, and your phone will eventually corrode from all the sweat. You will need to replace your timer as well, but a $20 timer is a lot less than a $500 phone, or worse. And besides, a smartphone is a distraction. You must eliminate them all. A good interval timer has a much more pronounced vibration, which is the reason for the AA battery. After all, you are jumping and dancing around, so you really have to feel that vibrate function. For those of you who are still unsure what the heck an interval timer is, it is just two countdown timers that go down to zero and repeat a preset number of times called rounds. The first timer is used to count down your lifting or dancing duration, and the second timer counts down how long you are allowed to rest. And then, of course, each week you have to slightly extend your workout duration, slightly shorten your rest duration, and every once in a while add more rounds so that your workout fills up the 2, 3, or 4 hours that you need. The interval timer forces your body to adapt with barely perceivable mathematical precision. All you really need to do is adjust the timer at the speed that your body is adapting, and all your workouts will feel short and easy. Lastly, if your mind does wander, learn programming or something similar that takes your thoughts away. I usually think about my programming to do, just to discover, somewhat annoyingly, that I fell back into the dance trance and got nowhere. And yeah, once you close all the rest gaps in your workout, you can just put the timer away and focus on speeding up your music. As your endurance develops, so will your body.